You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. How are you, Teddy?
I'm pretty good. Just racing. I'm not used to us doing the podcast
so
on
early.
Monday. So I've been like racing around all morning between working out, kids, camps.
Happy National Cat Day.
Ooh.
Oh, I have a little pussy, so.
Well, let's hope so for your sake and Eddie's.
Oh, but mine isn't gray and furry like the one that runs around the house.
Well, that's also hopes, though. That's another double whammy of hoping so. What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, my God. I'm so turned around. Like, I don't even know what day it is since I've come back from Italy, and my sleep pattern's still pretty screwed up. It's getting better. Today, I was up at 4. Of course, me and you were texting at 4 a.m.
I know.
The only other freak in the world that likes to get up super early. And I love that we text on our iHeart team, and they're probably like, shut the F up.
They're like, seriously, we don't want to hear from either of you
before also, 8 o'clock.
And then there was like one day that we became obsessed with something. Maybe it was the day of Teresa's wedding hair.
I have no words. I have no words. None.
These are things I need to know. Okay. I need to understand. Like, I saw that Priscilla was doing her makeup, and we know Priscilla. Was Julius doing the hair?
No, I texted him jokingly. I said, wow, Julius, you did a great job on Teresa's hair, and he wrote me back. I did not do that. But here, there's some world-exclusive news coming out. Andy Cohen will be hearing from the woman behind the iconic wedding hair of Teresa's this morning, and it's happening right now.
Well,
wish I could listen, because if I was that girl, I'd be in hiding. I wouldn't want anybody to know my name.
Okay. But this is the thing, Tam.
What?
That really, you know, I'm getting deep here. Why would she want the same wedding hair she had from her first wedding?
Well, I didn't see her first wedding, but there's no way that the hair was that big.
It was not that big, but it was an attempt at being that big. It was the same type of crown thing with the ginormous hair in the back.
I mean,
I hate to rip on anybody on their wedding day, but why did not one person say to her, no, God, no?
Well, I absolutely don't know, especially with that many. Oh, look. Okay, here it is. This is on I Live for Bravo. Here's her wedding hair to Louis.
Wait, I'm going to put my glasses on for this.
Get the readers.
Oh, I've already seen that one.
Okay. But then here's her wedding hair to Joe Giudice.
She had a crown on then too.
Like,
I mean, I would take the first wedding hair before this. I don't know. This is like Disney princess.
And it's such a shame because everything else looked so beautiful.
That Simpson character. What's that?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. One of the aunts or Marge.
Marge or something. Marge.
Yeah. Well, anywho, that and all of the different Bravo celebrities that were there. Okay, Jennifer Aiden and Dolores were bridesmaids, but now I'm confused because remember Dolores wasn't invited even to the engagement party because
I think it's because of Dina. I think that they don't get along. And now Dina was not in the wedding, did not show up to the wedding. And I don't think there's a clear answer on that. I think there's a lot of bullshit stories going on about that. And so she was welcome to come.
Oh, okay. Well, she was also in the wedding. Dolores, we love you. Why didn't you tell your girl no on the hair?
No.
And then I saw Jennifer Aiden doing an Insta story about how she was trying to make her hair as big as possible. I'm like, you came nowhere close to Teresa's on her wedding day. That's a good thing.
Wait, she was saying she wanted to make her hair as big as possible?
Jennifer was saying she wanted her personal hair big. Like she was like, we're doing one of those things. She was doing like one of those ponytails, like those big ponies. But she did an Insta story where she was with her glam girl and she's like, add more hair, add more, something like that.
Is this like a Jersey thing?
I mean, obvious. I mean, when I, an Indiana thing, like we used to have, I called it scared hair, but it's where you would just tease your bangs in the front.
But what year was that?
The 80s.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We all did that in the 80s.
Yeah. Then we have Margaret Josephs and Jackie are there. Potomac, Ashley Darby's there, who looked stunning. Her breakup is really working for her. Yes. She looked incredible. Real Housewives of Miami, Alexia and her husband now? Yeah. And then Real Housewives of New York, Dorinda Medley and Jill Zarin. Okay.
I expected way more housewives.
Then we also have Phaedra, Cynthia and Kenya. Then Real Housewives of Dubai, Chanel Ayan, who I think she just met the other day. And then the host of The Real, Lonnie Love. But my question is, what in the heck is going on that you wouldn't have your brother and Melissa at your wedding? What happened at that finale party? I feel like there's so many allegations that actually like make me feel sick to my stomach if she's a part of them.
I know.
But I felt like bad Jill for Zarin Jill and like Zarin. Somebody just met her the other day.
No family. She had no family there, but she had like random housewives there. Just bizarre to me. I reached out to Melissa and just said, I'm reading all this stuff on the internet. I'm sorry you're going through this. And she just said, thank you.
I can't imagine how heartbreaking it is to have to see all this play out on the internet.
Well, I think
you can't say anything because you're not allowed to by Bravo. But I don't know. I couldn't imagine ever being in that situation with like my sister and her husband. I just don't have that in me with family.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see it all play out. I'm not quite sure how this wedding special is. Is this just like an addition to New Jersey, like a one episode, or is it a three or four? How's that?
I think I read that it's four, but here's the People magazine article. Teresa and Louis' wedding on Saturday wasn't attended by her brother and sister-in-law, Joe Gorga and Melissa Gorga, due to a troubling blowout the foursome had at the Real Housewives of New Jersey season 13 taping days prior. Two sources now tell People exclusively what was behind their absence, explaining that Joe and Melissa had been planning on attending the wedding up until Thursday night. when false rumors about their marriage surfaced and the cameras rolled. Teresa's part in the matter and Louis's behavior amid their back and forth ultimately changed the Gorga's mind. Teresa betrayed them in a way that's unforgivable, one source reveals. They're not going to celebrate Teresa's new marriage when all she does is try to tear others apart. It's telling that Teresa didn't have one relative at her wedding, notes the source, pointing to the absence of estranged cousins, Kathy and Rosie too. But that's the choice Teresa made. And then it's, here's the report, Melissa and Joe fought with Louis after newbie Danielle brought up a cheating rumor that Margaret's ex-best friend told Teresa and Jen.
Okay.
Did you know
that ex-best friend's husband reached out to me?
What? Hold on. Jennifer?
It's the girl. It's Margaret's ex-best friend. I guess it's an ex now.
The one that's not on the show. The one
not
that
on, the show.
On the show.
She reached out to me on Twitter. I just deleted it. The husband did, saying, if you want the real dirt, can my wife be on your podcast? And I'm like, I didn't even respond. I just deleted it.
Good.
So that sounds dirty to me anyways. So I'm going to call bullshit on whatever was said because these people seem so desperate.
They seem desperate. I mean, this is from Bravo Housewives, the Instagram. Melissa and Joe decided not to attend Teresa's wedding after they got in a heated brawl with Louis. A cheating rumor surfaced after newbie Daniel Cabral brought it up on camera. The rumor was originally told to Teresa and Jennifer by ex-friend of Margaret's, who's not on the show. It's unclear how Danielle found out about the rumor. I can probably figure out how Danielle found out about the rumor then.
Well, they said that Margaret had told her. That's what she had said. Margaret had told her a rumor. And then, but Margaret had never brought it up on camera. But that, to me, that doesn't sound right because I feel like Margaret brings up everything. So I don't see her one shying away from some kind of drama.
Margaret, I like Margaret as a housewife. I enjoy watching her. I loved her on the pod. I think Margaret is also very good at stirring it behind the scenes.
So do you think she knew?
I don't know if she had a part of it. I don't even want to imply that this rumor is true.
Right.
But I don't know. I saw that Melissa commented on Marge's picture of herself at the wedding.
What'd she say?
Something just like, you look beautiful. It was complimentary. So maybe it really is just they've had enough.
They're on good terms then. So that's good.
I mean, according to social media, that's what it looks like. But obviously,
well, then it must be true.
We have no idea. And then another real doozy was, how Jill gave every little crumb of deep detail.
What is wrong with that woman? I saw that. What is wrong with her?
Okay, should I read it?
Yeah, read it
for people. Okay, so. This is from on Twitter. It says, leave it to Jill to give away every last detail. And then it says, Jill Zarin has checked in at Park Chateau. Mazel tov to Teresa and Louis. I have to say, honestly, it was one of the most beautiful weddings I have ever been to. The grounds at the chateau were breathtaking, but seeing T when she opened the doors of the chapel to walk gracefully down the aisle through the gardens was magical in her soft pink dress. It was soft pink.
That's the same as mine. I'm telling you, her dress was a knockoff of mine. Like,
please, no. I wasn't aware that you had a soft pink dress.
I had a soft
either.
Pink, but also mine was 10 years ago.
Okay. Keep making excuses, Tam.
It was pretty back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A soft pink dress that was gathered at the bottom and very long veil that glided behind her. The ceremony was especially special because of his oldest sister married them after being ordained in the state of New Jersey, just to marry them. All six children were present, joining two families into one, over 250 family and friends and camera crews everywhere.
Stop. This woman is crazy.
Though over 10 housewives from east to west, including Cynthia, Phaedra, Chanel, Kenya, Dorinda, Alexia, says most of New Jersey ladies, including all three new ones, the food was a 10, including the biggest cowboy steaks, flowers, 10 music, 10. And when we finally left, Shake Shack, a pizza truck and a candy truck loaded us up for the big trip home. We wish you a lifetime of good health and love and years to enjoy both. I'm blind after trying to read all of this.
Mic drop. What the f- this woman, does she realize you don't give away secrets? Like, I just went to a wedding. I would never post a picture of that wedding because the actual people that got married, you know, they don't post, they're not posting. You don't do that. You do not. And then give away every detail. And especially if it's a televised wedding, I'm sure Bravo's just so thrilled that she gave out every detail.
Well, apparently she didn't give out every details, because this was also posted by a anonymous person on I live for Bravo. I live in New Jersey and my daughter is Gia's age. I have seen them many times in person and at cheerleading. My friend was at the wedding and she said everyone was eating Shake Shack because the food was not being served because Teresa was late. The wedding went on until well after 2. Dolores and almost all the housewives left before the dinner was served. The nicest and one of the prettiest housewives was the one from Miami. I don't know her. I can't with this. Teresa refused to take pictures with vendors and her wedding planner kept saying, you have no choice. She was cold to them and most were not being paid. The local county carnival was going on directly across the street. So that is probably why she got such a good deal. Her hair looked worse in person than in the pics because extensions in the back were awful. The crown went all the way around. Jackie ran out at the end and was ripping off her microphone. Everyone said that the cameras were so annoying. Gia was fighting with her boyfriend because he was drunk. It's going to be a 4-part series. Anonymously.
Anonymously.
I can't.
They didn't sign it. Jay-Z.
Also, they had sparklers at the end as a grand finale and only 75 people were left.
You know, that probably came from you know who.
But like, either way, I'm excited to tune into this wedding now because we have conflicting things between Jay-Z and Jay-Z's alter ego. It's just a lot.
It's just mind blowing. It really is.
So it's official, you guys. Teresa Giudice stylist breaks down the star's $10,000 wedding hairdo. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice's wedding hairstyle cost nearly $10,000 and required more than 1,500 bobby pins. Her stylist, Lucia, revealed, get all the details.
She got ripped off. She should have, no. Oh my God, no.
Imagine taking that out. Like, don't you want to have but sex first of on all, your wedding night? That's going to be a big that's hassle.
What I want to see? I want to see her taking that off. I want to see her taking it all apart. Okay. Lucia, from what I have heard, has always done her hair. I seriously doubt that she charged her $10,000.
I mean, and maybe she's just saying that price in case anybody else wants to recreate that look for their wedding.
Okay. No, nobody's going to. And like I said, if I were her, I'd be in hiding. Have you ever heard $10,000 to do a hair?
No, but on Thursday, can you wear your hair like that?
Oh, we should.
Let's do our best big hair on Thursday.
Okay, big hair day.
Big hair day on Thursday.
Okay.
And then we saw that Kyle posted that the reason she wasn't there was because she was already had a trip planned and she let Teresa know in advance. But that means was invited.
Which
we weren't invited, Tam.
We weren't invited, but that's okay. I would have made the trip. But it's, you know what, the thing about Kyle, somebody posted her DM. Like somebody said, why weren't you there? And she posted whatever she said. And that person posted it on Instagram.
Oh, that's how it came out. I haven't even asked Kyle.
I'm like, why do people do that?
I don't know. I always ask if I was going to post a DM. I'd say, can I post this?
Yeah, like when exactly.
Carolyn Stanberry. So guys, notice that I didn't say Stansberry this time. Stansberry. She DM'd me something funny. I said, can I post this? And she said, hold on, let me make you a video for it. And I appreciated that.
Yeah.
But I would never post a DM without permission. That being said, I sound like a hypocrite. I posted Jim Edmonds text. So I love that we're acting all high and mighty here.
Yeah, but you knew exactly what you were doing.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to blow.
I mean, there was a reason. That was your Barbara Walters work.
That's bring on the pod,
Teddy Walters.
But who isn't? Like, if you're watching Housewives, if you're podcasting about Housewives, if you are a housewife, you're a hypocrite. But we all have opinions, and it is what it is.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What'd you do this weekend?
We, you know, have all the kids at home. Well, it was Dove's baby dedication.
I think a lot of people are confused by that.
Okay, so there's a difference between like a baptism and a baby dedication. So a baptism, if your child is of age that wants to be baptized, it's a choice that they're making.
Right.
Baby dedication is normally happens before they're 2 years old, but because our church was closed for a long time because of COVID, this is one of their first ones that we've been able to go to. And it's just us saying that we're going to raise our daughter up knowing the Lord.
Gotcha. And did she behave? Did she behave?
No, she didn't. She, there's, she was one. Bella was so funny. Bella goes, she thinks this is just her day. Cause there's like 10 other babies there, you know?
Right.
But like Dove went on stage, pulled up her dress, showed her whole, like, everything. I'm like, Dove, we're in the presence of the, come on. Like, and Edwin's like, can you get her? I'm like, you think she can be controlled? This is my child. But no, we had so much fun. And then we went to brunch afterwards and it was a really nice day. And I was so happy that we had Bella and so that all the kids were there and it was nice. And then we came home and because Dove hadn't taken a nap, she was the world's most psychotic baby you've ever met until it was bedtime. And yeah. And then Edwin and I got in a fight because everybody went to go get Froyo and I was staying with Dove and they didn't bring me back any.
How rude.
They go, we didn't know you wanted any. And I was like, what about asking?
What about, yeah, exactly. Why wouldn't I want some?
And if I, even if I didn't want some, either bring some and save it for later. But I honestly gave him a hard time the whole night. Even before he went to bed, he's like, want a hit? That's what, like, he's, you know, trying to be all sexy time. And I'm like, no, I don't. No,
I want my freaking what do you call it?
I want my cake batter yogurt land.
And oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, like, you know what? If that press, don't put a topping on it, but at least bring me something.
Okay, that's my favorite too, the cake batter. Do you put toppings on it?
It depends. If I were to put a top, I wouldn't have had a topping yesterday because I already was like, you know, went out to catch and did those things.
Yeah.
But if I were to put a topping, I would put cookie dough on it. Delicious.
Oh, really? Okay, so I would put crushed almonds and what's the fake chocolate?
Oh, yeah, like magic shell or something like that.
No. The little chocolate chips, carob chips. Carob chips, because they're a little bitter. And then the nut, because I like the different textures.
See, I don't like nuts inside of things. I solely like nuts alone. Like, I can eat nuts, but
I'm going to leave that alone.
No, I don't. Like, if a cookie had a walnut in it, like the Doubletree and Orange County, where I used to stay at the horse shows, I loved those cookies. And then they did mysterious walnuts. I was like, go kick rocks, people. I don't want this.
I hate walnuts. I feel like they taste like dirt. Not that I've ever eaten dirt, but it seems like that's what dirt would taste like.
Yeah. So I'm not a walnut fan. That's how I feel about that. And so then this morning, Edwin's like, are you over the Froyo thing? And I was like, maybe. Let's go to Orange Theory. You ever do that again? what'd you do this weekend?
You know what? I'm telling you, these days have run into days. Well, Saturday I was very busy.
Oh, yeah. We can't really talk about what you did this weekend. Never mind.
Yeah. But Sunday, Mondays are my days off. So Sunday, really, we did nothing. Just kind of, I ran 4 miles, almost died because it's so hot. Is it hot? It's got to be hot where you
live.
It's
so hot. Are you kidding? It's like so hot.
And the humidity is like at 45%. So I was dying running yesterday. I'm like, whose idea was this to do it at 10 or 11 o'clock? Normally we go really early, but I couldn't get my butt in gear.
Eddie if he's going to – so I have my coach's retreat just for my senior leadership coaches for All In. We're going to be at the Montage next week, Monday, Tuesday. We want to do a group workout. And I was thinking maybe Eddie could lead it. Could you imagine they'd all be like, swoon? So.
Okay. Let me ask him. He left early this morning to go into work.
Well, get on the horn, Eddie. We need you. And then maybe I'll make you come too. And then we could podcast.
Oh, Sounds great. It's Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday?
Well, Monday we're driving up. So Tuesday would probably be the better day.
Okay. Tuesday.
Well, let's take a little break and then we'll come back and talk about Atlanta.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, let's get back and talk about Atlanta. I tried to watch Atlanta last night, but as you know, I was so pissed about the froyo that I had a hard time focusing. You had a hard time? So I watched it this morning at 4 when we were texting.
So it's very fresh in your mind.
It's fresh.
Oh, get this. I went to go turn on, we have App TV. So I went to watch on Sling is where Bravo and everything else is on. Click. You need to set in your password. And so I said to Eddie, he's like, oh, I canceled it. He's all, it got too expensive. I go, what? What are you talking about? And I said, what? And we can't afford it? Like, he does this all the time. We've had cable TV. We've had direct TV. And you know how they always jack the prices up? And we rarely watch TV. So he's like, I just felt like it was just, that's where I watch. He's all, oh, I thought you had the Bravo app. I said, no, I don't. So then I was so annoyed because it was, you know, records and I get East Coast feed. So I could have gotten the earlier feed. No, I had to stay up because he had to put it back on the TV. Ugh. And then I had to watch it later. I'm like, don't touch my TV again.
I can't. Well, it's like when they do those auto renews and somehow it like lets Edwin know on the Apple, like the Apple Pay or whatever it is. And I'm like, and it was like, did you get a Miramax Plus or whatever? I'm like, let me live my life.
Eddie has like everything financial. He knows every dollar that goes out, every dollar that comes in. He's got alerts. If anything over like $4,000, it'll alert us. I'm like, oh my God.
But this Uber, is our Uber account alerts Edwin. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going home from Orange Theory.
It
was $7.
It was $7. Relax. No, but, I mean, he doesn't say anything about it. But he knows, like, this is the same guy that schedules on his phone an alarm to take the trash out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel him. I feel him.
I'm not that person.
All right. So we're getting into Jamaica.
Jamaica.
I know. I want to go there. Kenya says her happiness is not dependent on a plus one. And then Drew tells her not to feel pressure to bring someone to Jamaica. I want to ask you, what is all this bringing? I get if you want to bring your significant other or the person you're dating or whatever, but what's with all these friends that you can bring? Could you imagine if we could just bring friends all over the place?
I was totally blown away. And by the way, why do they always have couple trips?
I guess because they need it. Because it looks like, you know, at the end of this, Todd gets involved. And then next week, it looks like Sonia's husband gets involved. So they need it. And I guess because it's a trigger to the girls that are single.
I don't want to see the guys on the trip.
I also don't want to read Ralph's book about step-parenting.
I mean, And the fact that his own wife knows nothing about it, and it's about her child,
her son. And then he, at the end, I thought he was going to like give her the manuscript to read or something, but instead he's like, and can you write the foreword? As if that's a favor, like she, it's something that would be good for her. I'm like, no, you need her to write the foreword to give it any sort of legitimacy.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I like the way she handled it. It wasn't like, oh, okay. She's like, I'll have to think about that or something like that. I'm like, the balls of this guy.
I did take the time to Google if this publishing house existed. It does.
Oh.
So somebody's really doing it.
So somebody's going to lose their ass.
But I still love Drew. And then I thought they had some kind of cute parts, even when they were on the bus and Sonia has to get them to go around the bus and say who everybody is, because there's so many freaking people there that we can't keep up. And Ralph's like, and I like long walk. I mean, like,
he was cute.
I like them when I'm not like having to judge whatever the hell Ralph's doing so hard.
I like Sonia's husband.
I like Sonia's husband probably more than I enjoy Sonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when her husband forgot his passport, I feel like that is so Edwin.
Really?
Oh, my God. He is every single time we do anything. It's like, oh, I forgot that. Oh, he runs the house 62 times.
He puts it on his calendar and he gets an alarm for it.
This part I maybe missed. Hold on. What is it? Sonia is Kenya's wing woman and invites a guy at the hotel to dinner.
Yes.
I didn't realize that Sonia invited him to the dinner.
So you saw they were riding on the golf cart.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy, and I don't know if she waved to him or what happened. And then Sonia kind of took control and is like, okay, turn it around. They went back, they talked to the guy, and I believe it was Sonia that invited him to dinner. Which, how weird was that? And how crazy that the guy said yes.
Well, that I'm not shocked by, but the part that really kind of blew me away was that they couldn't have just met outside or at the dinner. He came to her hotel room.
I know.
And then they shared a half a Red Bull.
It was cringe. But the fact that he actually showed up, I mean, it was cute. Most guys probably would have never done that. Cameras, no thank you. But then he slid out.
What if too? I would have been like, what the hell did at first you're like, oh, it's a TV show, I'm on vacation, or this is what, you know, whatever. And then you realize I've walked into like
But the thing is, how come the camera guy didn't get him just sneaking out?
Maybe he went to the restroom and then they didn't think he was sneaking out, and then he never came back.
They never came back. True. That's probably what happened.
And then Drew says the hotel in Jamaica is a step up from Sonia's sad little house party.
That's mean. I just feel like that's mean.
Yeah. But they all had a little bit of an issue with the house party. Like, they repeat a million times.
You mean the Party City decorations and the dry food and
white meat chicken.
These are very problematic.
The photo not working, the photo booth, the wine wasn't chilled. Should we go on and on? This looks like a nice trip. Though I don't need all those people there. Like, there doesn't need to be so many.
No, we don't need to see your friend that we never see on the show.
I mean, it was nice to see John.
Who's John?
John's the new guy that was just there as the date for a second.
Oh.
Of course you wouldn't know that.
I'm sure John is on Instagram right now telling all the secrets behind the scene. I know, John's
like, it was even worse in person.
John was probably at Teresa's wedding.
What about John? We're going to see John front row next season.
I know.
But they all take a shot about Kenya getting her groove back. And Sheree says Kenya is a soft-spoken and girly around a man. And then they do those flashbacks of her exes and
ouch.
Yeah, she's like, I'm normally a really good judge of character, and then you have these guys just brutal and you're like, oh.
So I guess John didn't work out for her.
Well, we don't know. We're only on episode one of Jamaica.
The guy snuck out. I'm pretty sure it's not going to work out.
But he has her number. He could text her and just say, if I had a guy sneak out from a housewife fight and we were dating, I would be and he texted me the next day, sorry, the drama was just too much for me, that would be a turn on.
Yeah, 1,000%. Who knows? Maybe he left. Maybe he had diarrhea. Who knows?
Yeah. Are we both drinking our sparkling water Mountain Gate? Oh, no, you're Perrier.
Perrier.
Then Ralph brings up his book he is writing, and then Marlo brings up the adoption. And then he says he can't adopt Drew's son after the conversation with his biological father. And then Marlo questions his decision to not adopt Drew's son since it's close to home for him. How did you feel about this conversation?
Okay, first of all, the biological father has to sign off on that.
Right.
So maybe that's the problem.
And maybe they're not even really allowed to talk about the biological father because if you notice, they've never said his name. And Drew doesn't seem like one to hold back.
Yeah. So I don't know what to think about it because I feel like there's more to the story than what they're saying. And if he has a good relationship or communicating with the biological father, then I feel like if he was okay with it, he would adopt him. But if he's not okay with it, he's leaving it at that.
But then Marlo went on about well, does this mean you're just going to be his friend and you're not going to put him on your taxes?
Oh, she needs to sit down. I've had it to hear with her. Honestly, she's just at this point, she's mean.
Yeah.
And everybody likes a villain, but when they start hating the villain, then that's when it's time to snatch that peach.
Well, it's one thing. There's not one person she's not with. It's one thing to be a villain. It's another thing to stir the pot. It's another thing to be hated. But if you're in a situation where you're coming after every single one of your friends.
I know. Every scene.
Every episode. He never, granted, they're not able to fully give whatever the full story is on why he's, but you don't really have, you're not really in a position of strength to talk about how you should be treating kids. And I fully agreed with what Candy said about it.
Right. I always agree with Candy said, but I honestly feel that the biological father is not signing off on it, but they don't want to say that. Well, I feel like it's a little twisted truth there.
Even if the biological father and Ralph just had a conversation, he said, I don't want you to.
Yeah.
You as a man, I think you could probably still be their step parent and still be an amazing parent and father figure to her son without that happening. And I just felt like it just felt yucky. And then she continues on, and then Candy and Marlo start arguing about Marlo's situation with her nephews. And then Marlo snaps back and says, it's weird how Candy lets her man feel belittled when it comes to her mother. And how she provides for her man. Candy gets upset about how Marlo's disrespecting her. I mean, what is Marlo doing?
She's being an asshole. That's what she's doing. She really is. I mean, nothing different than last week. But this week, it's worse. It's just worse. I mean, Candy and Todd have been married for 8, 9, 10 years? I mean
the flashback went to 10 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure they're building their own empire. And I think in the very beginning, Candy's mom had some hesitation about Todd. So I think that's what she's talking about.
But also, why is Marlo bringing up something that Todd may or may not have said 10 years ago on a housewife trip?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? That she was a country bumpkin or what? It's obviously he loves her. They got married. This is so unnecessary. And why are you so going out of your way to try to make your friend feel bad?
Right. But then Todd jumps back and he's like, I was behind the scenes. You bought your way, which I don't understand what that means. You bought your way on the show.
Well, she said she came in through somebody, but Todd kind of doubles down and he's like, no, you bought yourself into that circle. And he knows it for a fact because he was behind the scenes. And I just feel like Marlo, they said a couple things that made me realize I don't know anything about Marlo. I can't remember if it was Kenya or Candy's confessional when they're like, we never see any of Marlo's guys because, we don't want to hear about her sponsors or whatever it is. They're throwing that accusation out there. But I don't really know anything. Do you know much about her from watching?
Nope. And granted, I've only watched this season. I mean, it had been a while since I had watched Atlanta. But so far this season, we don't really know much about her personal life. I mean, her dating life.
And then they just
maybe she just doesn't date. Yeah. I want to know what the hell she does for a living. I mean, her Chanel interview look in the white shirt, the suspenders, the Chanel gloves. That shit ain't cheap.
It's not cheap, but know whose interview look is my favorite?
What?
Sheree's. With the blonde hair?
No, with the bustier on?
Yes.
No, God, I was every one of the looks for interview, this I'm like, except for the Chanel outfit, I was like, no.
She's, I thought Sheree looked so beautiful in that one.
Well, she's beautiful, yes, but it's the white hair with the black roots and then the bustier.
Loved it.
Stomach showing and all that. I'm like,
loved it.
Didn't like
but
it.
But I like, I think like it's it. Just like, and I think I've been liking her confessionals. They say something that's like, that's your friend. And Sheree's like, I'm out of it.
Right. No, she does great. I mean, she's great all the way around, but that one look, the top didn't fit right. And I don't know.
And the scenes for next week look really good too, because then Sonia, why does Sonia keep saying there's no drama on this trip? Sonia.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I had that actually written down. That was like one of the things. It's like, there'll be no drama on this trip. I'm like, oh, there we go.
Please. And Sonia, you're so like, even when there is drama, she's like, it's like me when there's drama. It's like, yes, let's go. Oh, and I'm not in it yet, but don't worry. She's in it for next week. And then her husband steps in and says, you can't talk to my wife like that or something along. Ooh. I'm paraphrasing.
Do you like when the guys get involved?
No, I absolutely do not.
Yeah.
Like I did not like, I think the only time a man's got involved when it was us on Housewives. I mean, when I was actually on was Denise's husband.
Oh, and that was bad.
It was bad. And it was worse. It was worse in real life. It was really the first it happened at that luncheon at Kyle's when she had like Wonder Tents and we were all sitting on the floor. I mean, saying just like, I hope you can look at yourself. I hope you can, you know, like just on and on. I'm like, well, but then the night at Sutton's party, he like puffed up and like went at me. And I just remember thinking, why are you even here?
Right.
Why are you at this shopping event?
Just go. Like yeah, it's the worst.
And then they get involved and then they make it worse. But I don't know how this is going to, what it's going to turn into for Sonia. I like her husband thus far. He's probably also shocked that there's this much drama going into it. I mean, aren't they Olympians? Like, I don't know.
Okay. But I really liked that they were, they had a trainer come in that didn't even look like he was in shape compared to Sonia and her husband. And they're like, he's going to get me in good shape. As her abs are ripped. And I'm like, what? And she's doing pushups on her toes. I'm like, girl, I don't think you really need to worry about being in shape. And then you have Drew over there drinking a gallon of lemonade.
Hold on. What's happening on this next episode where they're like sprinting, but one of them is in a bathing suit?
I don't.
Did you see the scenes for next week? And then Drew hurts herself. I mean, a lot of things are coming next week. But did you happen to see the tweet that Kenya? Did you send this or did somebody else on the Twats chat?
I did.
It says, there's a villain that everyone loves to hate. And then there's just a villain that everyone hates.
Mm-hmm.
And then LTV production says, Marlo is not a good villain. I don't care if she did stir up drama. She's ignorant. Then Kenya wrote, facts.
Hashtag facts.
Can we talk about another funny part that we almost forgot when Candy said, I'm worldwide?
Oh, Mrs. Worldwide. Isn't that?
I'm Pitbull.
Pitbull, yes.
I was crying laughing. And okay,
we'll call her Candy Bowl.
Like,
Mrs. Worldwide.
That was funny. It was really funny. But then all the housewives giving the reason on why she's worldwide.
Well, she is kind of worldwide.
I mean, she's way more worldwide
than anybody else on there.
Or us.
Yeah. Anybody else on any franchise. But I still want to know why Drew was drinking a gallon of lemonade.
I missed that part.
She had a whole gallon jug, like a milk gallon. It was filled.
Maybe it was like Spark Energizer. Not that that makes it any better.
No, but she said it was lemonade. And I'm like, well, there's a whole bunch of sugar for you.
Delicious.
Delicious sugar.
Should we go through fan thoughts? It's pretty much the fan. Our Instagram fans are pretty in line with a lot of what we say. The first one is Marlo is going after Candy and it's a dumb move. She got her peach and lost her mind.
It went to her head for sure. I know. Marlo is trying too hard to keep her peach.
Loving Drew this season. So do we. I we love Drew. I love Drew.
We need Phaedra back. That's a fan thought. I mean, I would love to see Phaedra back.
I would love to see Phaedra back. I'd love to see Phaedra on Dubai more, though, because I feel like Dubai needs her.
But according to Kelly Dodd, she says she's going to be on her Instagram Live that Phaedra's going to be on Dubai.
Can you explain to me what Kelly Dodd's talking about with that hat? Why is it 16,000? I thought that hat like lost her full job. What's the 16,000 mean?
I didn't hear that part. So what did she say?
Oh, so there's a picture of her. Hold on. Let me go over to the gram. I got a little confused. And it's her wearing the Drunk's Wife Matter hat. And then she wrote, do you guys like my new profile picture? It cost me 16,000.
Is she wearing it in her profile picture?
Yes. Oof.
Because I don't think that's entirely true. I think she had said that she got fined for doing some inappropriate things. Like, you know, you can get in trouble for saying certain things. Think she's saying that's the reason why.
Somebody wrote, you should autograph it and auction it off, but at least you'd get the 16K.
Doubt it.
But yeah, I didn't understand that. I'm like, well, didn't you get paid more than 16K to be on Housewives? And I thought that was part of the reason.
Yeah, I think she got fined. So somebody said this season is a little boring. Do you think it's boring?
I think it ramps up a lot at the end.
Have they filmed the reunion yet?
I don't remember.
Somebody's getting ready for a reunion. Who is it? Is it Dubai?
Dubai reunion just happened.
It just happened.
I know. I'm trying to like remember Andy's tweets.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm ready for some new Housewives shows.
You're ready for new?
New. Like, you know how we do this one, then we do that one. Like, okay, I'm done with Dubai. Let's move on to Salt
Lake
City.
Yeah, I'm for sure done.
Yeah, I'm ready for Salt Lake City. I'm ready for Potomac, which I need to catch up. My plan was to watch last season's Potomac, but guess what? The app that I was using isn't international. You can use it over there.
Oh, I know. I learned that in Ireland. I was trying to catch up for the pod and I was like, what the hell's going on? I know, but I'm sure you'll find a night when you're stressed out about something where you want to escape your life and you can,
Yeah, if I have the time.
I know. Well, I mean, that's it. We're that's all we got, you guys.
That's all we got for today.
We'll be on later this week to discuss Dubai, Beverly Hills. Maybe we'll have a guest on. We shall see. But thanks, you guys, for listening.
Bye.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.